A major consequence of climate change is declining rainfall and therefore the loss of water from our storages to evaporation. So in Victoria, annually, we're losing up to 880 gigalitres of water. And this is about 15% of the water that we use in the state. So if we can stop some of that water being lost to evaporation with our new technology, then we're increasing this availability of water to Victorians for their uses. The technology is comprised of special molecules which are derived from natural vegetable oils. And when applied to a body of water, these molecules spread out to form a thin layer across the water surface. And this restricts the transfer of water from the water body to the air while still allowing oxygen to diffuse into the water body itself. You'd need about 100 grams of the material to cover 1 hectare, or 1 coffee cup full of material will cover about 15 Olympic-sized swimming pools. It'll allow us to accelerate the translation of our research from the laboratory stage through the development stage, and it'll allow us to undertake some field trials, and following the success of these field trials, it will allow us to develop a commercial product, which will hopefully be on the market in time for next summer. The next step is to start some of these field trials. So we'll start by setting up a testing facility at the University of Melbourne Dookie campus. And over the summer months, we'll test our products in this facility and look at different factors such as the water quality, environmental impact, application rates. And then we'll gradually step up to larger scale field trials over the next 12 months.